You are tuned in to Independent 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. We are community-powered radio with volunteer hosts sharing their soundtrack of Northern Minnesota. Up next, History of Jazz with volunteer Paul Kivy.
On my way I'm going, leave my home, oh my babe. Now I'm going, and it won't be long. If I go, let me go. If I hear me out and let me come back home. Tell my man I won't be home tonight, oh my baby. My heart aches and I'm not feeling right. My heart's down, it's a shame, and I just can't call his name. Then I'll ask to let me come back home. Oh, my Lord, have mercy on poor me, oh, my babe. Send somebody to let my heart go free. When I go, leave me alone, and I
I'm sorry we have to part, oh my babe. Though you tried to break my aching heart, but someday you will say,
My Babe by Odetta, with a jazz band backing her, Buck Clayton on trumpet, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Herb Hall clarinet, Dick Wellstead piano, Ahmed Abdul Malik on bass, Shep Shepherd on the drums, recorded April 12th, 1962. Odetta, born Odetta Holmes, was known as the voice of the civil rights movement, and if you had to classify her, it might be as a folk singer or blues, but this was the one recording date of her career with a jazz band, and to me, the results are striking. I'm Paul Kivi, and welcome to The Recorded History of Jazz, Volume 83, where we will hear some hot licks from Kenny Dorham, Herbie Hancock, and Pony Poindexter. First, though, a second helping of Odetta and the Boys. This one's entitled Believe I'll Go.
Leave I'll go, leave I'll go. Don't feel welcome here, Lord, Lord, Lord. Believe I'll go, cause I don't feel welcome here. Believe I'll go, cause I don't feel welcome here. Soon this morning, just about.
Leave I'll Go by Odetta, with Buck Clayton on trumpet, Vic Dickinson trombone, Herb Hall clarinet, Dick Wellstead on piano, Ahmed Abdul Malik on the bass, and Shep Shepherd on the drums. This is The Recorded History of Jazz. Last time we heard a live cut by Stan Getz in a Unitarian church in Washington, D.C., and today we'll hear a second selection that might be even better from the same concert. This is Samba Triste. Thank you. Samba Triste, recorded live in Washington, D.C. on February 13th, 1962, by tenor sax Stan Getz with Charlie Bird on guitar, Bird's brother Gene on bass along with Keeter Bates, and two drummers, Buddy Deppenschmidt and Bill Reichenbach. I'm Paul Kivian. I feel you should know that the recorded history of jazz melts in your mouth, not in your hand. Baritone saxophonist Cecil Payne from Brooklyn got his first sax when he was 13 after hearing the Count Basie Orchestra play Honeysuckle Rose, with Lester Young doing the soloing. He worked with Dizzy Gillespie and Illinois Jacket in the 50s and recorded several albums as a leader in the 1990s when he was in his 70s. Here he joins trumpeter Dizzy Reese on a song Payne wrote in homage to Charlie Parker, Spiritus Parcus. We'll be right back. Spiritus Parcus, Parker's Spirit, by baritone saxophonist Cecil Payne, with Dizzy Reese on trumpet, Joe Farrell tenor sax, Ron Carter on the bass, Charlie Persip on the drums, recorded March 13th, 1962. The recorded history of jazz is now gluten-free. Pianist Les McCann from Lexington, Kentucky, was largely self-taught. He entered a singing contest when he was a teenager in the U.S. Navy, and not only won, but wound up singing on The Ed Sullivan Show. He turned down an offer from Cannonball Adderley to join his group so as to concentrate on his own music, and wound up using his voice and his piano as a pioneer in soul jazz in the 1960s. And that is where we hear him now, from a time before the term soul jazz was coined, January 2nd, 1962. With Stanley Turrentine on tenor sax, Herbie Lewis on bass, Otis Finch on the drums, and the composer of the piece, Les McCann, on piano, the tune is Smile, Stacy. Thank you. Smile, Stacy, written by pianist Les McCann, who, by the way, is one of the most sampled musicians by hip-hop artists. The leader on this January 2nd, 1962 recording was tenor sax Stanley Turrentine, and bassist Herbie Lewis got a solo as well. I'm Paul Kivi, and this is the recorded History of Jazz. Here's guitarist Joe Pass with the Synonym Band on Projections. Thank you. Joe Pass and the Synonym Band with Projections, Arnold Ross taking the piano solo. This is your handpicked guided tour of the most uniquely American music, the recorded history of jazz. Alto saxophonist Jackie McLean wrote three of the four songs on his 1962 album Let Freedom Ring, and here's one of them, Omega. We'll be right back. Omega by the Jackie McLean Quartet, McLean alto sax, Walter Davis Jr. on piano, Herbie Lewis on bass, Billy Higgins drums, recorded March 19th, 1962. You have found where the good old songs have gone to retire, the recorded history of jazz, and here is one of those songs performed by Mel Torme, live at the Red Hill Club in Pensacon, New Jersey, on March 25th, 1962. With Jimmy Wismer on piano, Ace Tassoni on bass, and Dave Levin on the drums, It's the Lovely.
Night is young, the skies are clear, and if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's the lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, because so am I. It is delightful, it is delicious, it's the lovely. I can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. Hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low, let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. When I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's the limit, it's deluxe, it's still lovely. Time marches on and soon it's plain, you've won my heart and I've lost my brain. It is delightful, it's delicious, and it's still lovely. Life seems sweet, so we decide, it's in the bag to get unified. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's still lovely. See the crowd at the church, see that proud parson plopped in his perch. Get the sweet beat of that organ pealing our doom. Here goes the groom, boom, how they cheer, how they smile, as we go galloping down the aisle. It's divine, dear, it's divine, dear, it's the wunderbar, it's the victory, it's the wallop, it's the winner, it's the voix, it's the lovely. The knot is tied, so we take a few hours out to eat wedding cake. It is delightful, it is delicious, it is the lovely. It feels fine to be a bride. How's the groom? Will he slightly fry? It's delightful, delicious, it's the lovely. To the pop of champagne, off we hop in our plushed little plane till a bright light through the darkness cozily calls. Niagara Falls, all's well, my love and life's complete. And what a beautiful bridal suite. It's the Rousey, it's the Remy, it's the Rhapsody, it's the Reverie, it's the Royal, it's the Regal, it's the Ritz, it's the Lovely. It's the Lovely. It's the Lovely. Shibba dibba 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 dibba. We settled down as man and wife to solve the riddle of married life. It is delightful, it's delicious, and it's de-lovely. Life is sweet and we have no cares. We're just a couple of honey bears. It's delightful, it's delicious, it is de-lovely. All's as right as can be till one night at our window I see an absurd bird with a bundle hung on his nose. Get, baby, close those eyes of yours, fill with joy when nurse appears and cries, it's a boy. He's appealing, he's appalling, he's a pollywog, he's a paragon, he's a Popeye, he's a panic, he's a pip, and he's a prince of a lad. He's the love. Do 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 do.
Mel Torme's extended version of It's the Lovely, recorded live on March 25th, 1962. We have one more, or we have time for one more on episode 83 of the Recorded History of Jazz, and it's a veteran lineup called BBB & Co. The B's standing for Benny Carter on alto sax and trumpet, Ben Webster on tenor sax, and Barney Bigard on clarinet with Shorty Sherrick on trumpet as well. Dave Barber guitar, Jimmy Rawls piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. BBB & Co. recorded a piece written by music journalist Leonard Feather on April 10th, 1962. The tune is called Opening Blues. Thank you. Our closing tune for the day, Opening Blues by BBB and Company. The B's standing for Benny Carter, Ben Webster, and Barney Bigard. Recorded April 10th, 1962. Jimmy Rowles took the piano solo. Peggy Lee's ex-husband, Dave Barber, had the guitar solo. That's all we have time for on Volume 83 of the Recorded History of Jazz. I'm Paul Kivy, and don't miss next time, because it's stacked with old-timers from Ben Webster with Sweets Edison, Sarah Vaughan, Herbie Hancock, Kenny Dorham, John Coltrane, and Joe Pass. Enjoy today. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.